I expect a lot out of the executive branch and the legislature on behalf of the people. I mean, I've got high expectations for achievement in the education arena, public safety arena, with respect to our budget. And so that I'll leave it as wide open as that for wherever you want to go with questions.
Sure. Well, budget-wise and capital project-wise, I'm sure that's what you hear from a lot of people.
It is.
We need money. We have this project. One of Petersburg's big projects is already started. It's a fire hall, and there's already a pad constructed using state money for a new fire hall in town. What are the chances of getting more money to make that project complete?
Well, I understand that's the number one priority of the city. I mean, there's no question about it. We've already funded the groundwork that you've described, and I think that assuming we've got alignment with your legislators and the governor's office, I think at the end of the day, that stands a good chance of surviving.
Just big picture, is there going to be capital project money available?
There will. In fact, that's important to me. There are a couple things I want to talk about with respect to the capital budget. We'll roll out our governor's budget December 15, if not a day before. And on the capital side of things, we had a pretty lean capital budget last year. It was about $175 million in general fund. And then there were a lot more federal dollars that came in on top of that. But my priority is going to be to leverage those federal dollars again. Secondly, I've proposed a deferred maintenance plan of $100 million per year for the next 5 years. That's something that hasn't been done before. There hasn't been a commitment to a predictable, sustainable level of deferred maintenance work. So I'm talking about replacing boilers, roofs, marine highway system improvements,
even
public facilities,
state offices here,
exactly,
in Southeast and Petersburg, and
exactly. So you've got the, you know, leveraging state funds for federal funds, deferred maintenance plan, and then on top of that, there will be some additional capital spending as well. And as a former legislator and as a former chair of Senate Finance Committee, it's the legislature's job to appropriate the money, and so I have left some room to ensure that representatives and senators can carry their projects on behalf of their districts, and I can work with them through the budget process to get those done.
Another big project near and dear to Petersburg is the library, and I know that
that was second on their list today.
Second on their list, and also there was legislation to create a fund for libraries. Do you support putting money into that fund to get some libraries built around the state? Or,
you know, I am not familiar with a specific funding source for libraries like that, but certainly libraries can compete with other capital projects and will. If it's second on the city's list, as they've indicated it is, I expect the legislators in this district to carry it, and we'll work with them.
Okay.
We've got to leave something for legislators to do. I can't put everything in my budget.
Definitely. Well, you have to have something to talk about. Energy also a real big issue here in Southeast, in Wrangell. I'm sure you've heard today from people, and in Petersburg as well. Hydroelectric power issues are big around here, and there's a lot of discussion about the future of new projects in Southeast. What's your feeling on building new hydroelectric power projects in Southeast? Should this be a private enterprise that takes the role on this? Should the state be involved in making some of these projects happen?
Well, the state already is. I mean, we've finished funding on Swan-Tyee, and we have funded, you know, much of the hydropower projects in Southeast Alaska as it is. I think that's going to continue. I understand that power, energy, affordable and abundant, is important for economic growth and economic opportunity. What I've tasked the Alaska Energy Authority with, and even spoken with Southeast Conference about, and cities in Southeast, is the communities are going to have to come together on prioritizing the hydro projects and working together to build Southeast economies together. And that's been my focus as I've talked with the communities in Southeast.
You're going to need some kind of consensus out of them.
That's what I'm working towards.
Okay. Yeah. And how about funding for those projects, though, if there is consensus?
Absolutely. I mean, I supported funding when we finished off the Swan-Tyee, that intertie. And if we can get some consensus moving forward, we'll take it in stages, and we'll fund that in stages.
And one other possible link is the connection over to CAKE as well.
Right. That seems to be kind of at the upper end of the priority list right now in terms of community consensus. But again, we'll see how that works through the legislative process.
And then as part of that, there's also the issue of the road link and whether there should be a road link as well as a power connection. What would you support? Do you support going for both at this point, or just looking at one or the other, or what?
Well, I think you take it a step at a time, and any time you build a piece of infrastructure, you enable another piece of infrastructure. You open up that possibility. So it really depends on what makes sense at the time from an economic perspective.
Well, and that's what comes down to is dollars.
Exactly.
The dollar figures are such a wide range, but if we've heard things like, you know, $30 million for just the power line versus $140 million for both projects, a road and power line connection and everything.
It's going to be awfully difficult to get, you know, $140 million in one crack. That's why we have to prioritize and figure out how to make it work across time.